Welcome back to Off-Broadway Show, brought to you by www.yachtscene.com and also Brown Cow Sound. We are joined now by the band that just played, Standard Lo-Fi. Hello, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Pretty good.
Oh, we both got... You got to turn your mic on there.
Shit. All right, pretty good.
Can you turn up Jared's mic for me? Turn up Jared's mic a little bit.
Nice shirt.
Oh, thanks.
Fetty.
Yeah, it's a good little shirt. Everyone keeps on looking at my chest, though.
What's that?
Everyone keeps on looking at my chest instead of
Yeah, does it make you feel dirty?
Yeah, kind of, but I like that.
I see.
So, gentlemen, the show sounds pretty good tonight. It sounds really good, in fact. I haven't seen you guys play for a while. In fact,
we can't hear each other at all, so we really have no idea.
Yeah.
No.
We're just lucky
no
you can drum really
that.
Well.
Yeah. Well, what we're going to do here, standard issue, we're going to have you guys introduce yourselves and give a big shout-out to the audience. I guess we have about 47 listeners tonight with a full house at the Moose Lodge. And the two people in...
Phantom 47 that's listening? I think when we played with Motmus, there was two people listening.
Two? How many people are listening?
Zero.
Zero.
Zero? Hey, well, a big shout-out to the big zero, ladies and gentlemen. I mean,
my dad was supposed to tune in, but he lied. He didn't.
Well, gentlemen, it's been a long time.
Wait a minute.
Coming.
Wait a minute. The next broadcast is going to have porn, ladies and gentlemen. Porn. If you want to get people to listen, you're going to have to put some porn in there.
We're going to have pie.
6,000 listeners now.
6,000 listeners.
Yeah, you should just hook up your site to a keyword for. Kitty porn or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Pamela Anderson, I don't know.
Playboy or something like that. Gets a few more listeners coming on. Well, anyways, let's see. What should we talk about this evening?
Let's talk about the party last Friday.
The party life?
That I wasn't at.
people fell in the hole.
Jay, were you there?
Where?
Rebecca and Phil's engagement party?
Yeah. That was a good evening. It was pretty hammered. My favorite was Larry Jin and Shipley shooting bottle rockets out of their ass.
I missed that, man.
That was pretty funny.
Are you serious?
Yeah. They
wow.
Shipley has a big like wound, like a big blister on his butt, like you said, like the size of like a good orange.
From shooting bottle rockets out
of
that.
His ass. Yeah.
Hey, well, you know, my mom always said that's what you get for
shooting
bottle rockets out of your ass. Hey.
My favorite was Dever when we went to that haunted house.
Yeah.
You know, I was all dilapidated and everything. And he's like, yeah, I could live here. Just needs a few boards and a little fixing up. And he's shining his flashlight all around, like, figuring out how he could live there and, like, fix up the place.
Exactly. Dever always thinking. That was a pretty fun time that evening. Good to get out there, out the old Rusted farmstead, which is no longer owned by the Rusteds, but...
But in honor it is.
In honor, yeah. Pretty much. Nicole kept on walking around going, you guys got to do this and this. Like, she owned the place still or something. It's pretty funny.
Last party we were at with you, there's a little funny story for you, a little standard story. Last party we were at with you at Liz's graduation.
Yeah.
When you passed out in the bed next to the certain person.
Oh.
This guy was trying to do the same thing.
Wait a minute.
No, what are you talking about? That wasn't Liz's graduation. That was one of the first farm parties when...
I thought she graduated then.
Nope. No. That was...
It's the Pepperbelly Rollers played and Isaac.
Yeah, but that wasn't Liz's graduation. That was the last part. That was when she dumped me the day before.
Oh! Ladies and gentlemen.
Nicole.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She dumped me like a day before, and then Liz is like, well, you're still coming, aren't you? I'm like, oh, I guess. I'll be out there.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, that was a...
You guys dated for what, 2 years?
No, it was only a year.
Really?
Yeah, not even a year. It was just like a couple days short. She never made it. She never dated a person over a year.
Oh,
so
I guess she couldn't
dump me.
You didn't
like
want to break that barrier.
63rd day, something like that. I don't know. I can't remember anymore.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, them were the days. Yeah. But yeah, it's always fun going out to the Colfax area in the middle of nowhere, camping and partying, getting all drunk and stupid.
Before I forget, we should give some props out to Roger. For doing this all the time and making the fucking music scene happen in this town. And also Dan for sitting behind the computer and doing his magic all the time and being behind the scenes. Those people deserve some props.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with
And I really feel sorry for the bartender that had to come in the bathroom and see me duct taping my underwear. That was probably not a good thing for him, but I apologize for that.
Duct taping your underwear? Was
I was looking in the mirror, duct taping my underwear, and came in, and I feel bad about it. But
so are we going to see the underwear tonight?
I think you might, yeah.
All right.
I mean, why not? You know, I mean,
you know, with a house full of people, I think everyone wants
and
to see your underwear.
They're longer this time, Brian. Nothing's hanging out, so... they go down past my, you know...
Genitalia?
Well, if you want to call it that, yeah, but...
Well, what else would it be?
We'll call it genitalia.
Jared, are you going to dress down this evening at all? Or?
No.
Oh,
no.
Come on.
I don't want anyone to be blinded
all
by
the ladies, all the ladies
skinny,
out here.
Skinny little ass. Yeah, there's fine ladies, and they're all in your shirt. On your shirt.
Well, it was nice when we first started. We had the big pizza party earlier where we fed all the kids from the South High Elementary Schools that came through here. That was a good time. We had pizza and Tang, watered-down Tang Kool-Aid.
Oh, that's good.
We had about 2,000 little kids running through the Moose Lodge playing tag and stuff. That was pretty great. But we just can't do that every night for unfortunate kids.
The reason he doesn't take his clothes off and wear the equipment is because when we came to this planet, the great leader told us on our way down from the ship that if he was to take off his clothes, you know, he gets enough sex already as it is, and we don't want to overpopulate your planet with our kind.
No,
so,
there
you
go.
That's really the reason why, you know.
Overpopulation issues, I can see that.
We want to assimilate nicely into the culture.
Yes, that is definitely a reasonable explanation for Jared's not getting naked. sounds really good. You guys sound really good tonight.
Thanks. I'm having a really hard time hearing everything.
Yeah.
But you know, just gotta do what you gotta do. I guess.
We're very drunk.
We're trying to get drunk. Mm-hmm. You know.
We should do something about that. Hey, Roger. Roger. Where are you, Roger?
Well, some shots. We should probably have some shots.
Yeah, I think someone should get shots
to us. My brother, Ryan James, who I see once a year this year, and he came out, even though he probably likes Limp Bizkit more than he likes Standard, he still came out to see us play.
Fish.
Oh, my
fish.
Goodness.
Hey, that song, Birds of a Feather Are Flocking Outside, that's a really good song.
This is the guy that, hockey coach?
This is the guy, yeah, he was a hockey coach.
Well, that's right.
I have his trading card in my wallet.
Really? All right.
He signed it.
Signed by your own brother. That's a good thing.
He was too good to play pros. So
when's the next time you guys are going to play again?
I don't. Well, the thing with Standard is that we just kind of play to play. It's nothing that's like we want to go tour the fucking. I mean, it'd be nice to like go out and do out of town shows, which we've done a couple, but it's just a chance for me to do what I want and for Jared to do what he wants, and we don't have anything to argue about or anything like that. We just play, and that's why we do it. So it's just kind of a spur of the moment.
We push it to release. 11.
Take it to fucking 11.
We always try to push to 11.
That's what it's all about.
This band goes to 11.
When you guys first started, you were known as just Standard.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Now it's Standard Lo-Fi?
Well,
or it's Standard Lo-Fi, two separate bands.
It's starting to sound too much like a journalist. I'm
a little bit
it's
confused.
Kind of scaring me.
I was a little confused. You know, Standard Lo-Fi, is it one name now, two names, two different
Lo-Fi,
bands?
Standard was Jared and I, and it's basically the real Standard's always been Jared and I. And then,
yep.
And then we took a hiatus, and Rod Meridian played drums for me, and I didn't want to call it Standard because Jared wasn't in the band, so
exactly.
I called it Lo-Fi. And now Lo-Fi is just me. And fortunately enough, Mike Dagan just sold me a drum machine, so Lo-Fi is basically another whole crazy thing.
Do you call your drum machine Rod Meridian?
No, I probably call it JS, actually.
Swamp Pod 2000.
Since the drum machine probably isn't as good of a drummer as Jared is. So.
Uh-oh.
We're getting
heckled. Oh, now we got some field here.
We
got some hecklers
from the
crowd. Huh. Jared, what do you see yourself doing in 20 years?
Well, I'm going to graduate school currently.
Oh, okay.
So.
Where at?
NDSU.
Okay, all right.
I just started today, actually.
All right. Oh, yeah, today was the first day of school for you boys at NDSU.
It was. My first day at NDSU, actually. I went to MSU before.
On the news tonight, there's a big problem with student housing. Are you having any problems with student housing, finding a place to live, or... You're all right with that?
You know how like all those bands from the old school are doing their reunion tours? Like Kiss did a reunion tour in the Eagles. In 20 years, I see Paige Hamilton, Jared Swan, and Paul Stanley. Not Paul Stanley. What's the bass player's name?
Ace Frehley?
Ace Frehley. No, he's not the
bass. No, he's a drummer.
Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons,
Paige Hamilton, Jared Swan are going to do a reunion tour in 20 years. They're going to tour the country. It's going to be great. Sure.
Yeah, something that tastes like Scope.
Oh.
If they have Rumble Mints, we'll do that. Yeah. There we go. Got to send the man to get some drinks. I'm trying to get drunk. I got to be careful. I got school tomorrow.
He's not the waiter, Ryan.
school? Are you going to NDSU too?
No, I'm going to MS.
You going to MS?
Yeah.
Loser?
I know. I'm not even supposed to be going to school.
I have a degree from MS.
Oh, yeah.
Loser.
Hey.
You're calling myself a loser.
Oh. So this reunion tour with Kiss and you.
Hey, well, it's not Kiss. It's all the heavyweights from the old school, man.
I see. I was thinking it'd be kind of fun to have like the old, well, it kind of happened last year for Humpfest, didn't it? Or no, maybe it was the Christmas show and all the old bands got back together.
Oh, so fun.
And played again. It'd be kind of
good. 2 years ago? Or
2 years ago.
Was it 2 years ago? It'd be kind of fun to see something like that happen again. Maybe one last time.
Since my dad's not listening, I'll tell you a little story about that.
Okay.
I was at a bar, we won't say the name, Ralph's Corner, and we were having a Christmas party, and I had to go to the Christmas party before we played with Submarine, and Jared and Brooks and Ryan Gron practiced in Jim's studio without me and like practiced the songs, and I had to like think about the lyrics for a while, you know, and a bartender, we won't say his name either, Kurt Halverson, brought pot brownies to the Christmas party, and we all ate them. And our boss, Don Woods, 812, and we all watched him spin a fucking bowl in the kitchen for like an hour because he was all hopped up on goofballs. And then we went to the show, and I had to play in this band called Submarine, which is pure on fucking aggression, or that's what we were when we were 19 years old, 20 years old. So it was pretty weird. It was like a surreal scene for me because I'm screaming, but I can hear the echo in my head, you know. And the coolest thing about it, though, is all the little kids wearing Submarine shirts and singing the lyrics. And that's
Chad just looked at me funny the whole time.
Yeah.
He couldn't remember the lyrics. Funny, but trying to act tough.
Bringing little kids up. What are the lyrics?
Trying to act tough. Trying to act tough.
Wrap the microphone cord around the arm and look at Jared like, what the fuck?
How many bands were at that show, for that reunion show?
Like
kinda?
Eight.
A bunch.
Eight. Orange 17 still together, I'm sure, played. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think they did.
Trans-Am's played.
Yeah. Trans-Am's played.
Yeah.
Wow. Floyd Matrix played. June Panic.
There's been a lot of really good bands in Fargo.
Yeah, there has been.
I think, like, for the most part, I mean, Run and Sound at Ralph's for the last 5 years, and now you work there, so you get to see the bands.
Mm-hmm.
In the I said to Jared yesterday, we were talking about moving to Europe, like an American moving to Europe. If you're a great musician or a good, you know, moderately good musician, and you move to Europe, you'd be unstoppable because the Europeans, they love Americans and they love American music.
Well, if you guys
music.
Played in Germany, you'd be huge.
Yeah, I think so. I think
we'd be like Kraftwerk.
I just checked my email. I got an email from my friend from Germany, and he's just all about everyone he knows. All of his friends are all about the heavy shit that comes over there.
Well, the point about the local bands is that, like, so many local bands play in the back room of Rouse or at the Moose Lodge or, you know, wherever around town. Mostly, from my experience, in the back room of Rouse, and they blow the fucking out-of-town band off the stage. You know, and that's no diss to out-of-town bands, because I've seen a lot of good out-of-town bands.
But, excellent out-of-town
But for
bands.
The most part, like, unless it's like a Los Infernos or, you know, something like that, they usually blow the out-of-town bands off the stage.
Yep. And, very true.
Really sad that, like, no one out of Fargo knows that, you know.
No. It's kind of funny too, when, like, you know, when all the shows are being played and everyone is hanging out seeing the Fargo band, and then when the band from out of town comes and plays, half the back room empties out, you know.
Yeah.
It's just like,
which is kind of, it's cool in a way.
Yeah,
you know?
Kind of is, but then you got to feel bad for the band that just, you know, played there.
Yeah,
like,
but if you're really doing your thing, man, you know, I mean, people will stay.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly, like for the Los Infernos.
Well, fuck, you know, yeah.
Hey, there we go. That's what I'm
talking
about.
Roger, you're a god among men.
Well, gentlemen, this is to Standard Lo-Fi, I guess. We're going to give a little shout
Firewater.
To the Firewater.
I really like this music in the background. Actually, seriously, it's pretty fucking cool. What?
That's the name of the band. I couldn't believe that.
So when are we going to get Steeny Racing at the online show here, huh?
I think they're playing here in November.
No.
Next
are
month.
You playing
September.
The 15th at the Eagles?
19th, I think.
Right on.
No, isn't it 16th? 15th? Okay.
Roger's birthday? Is that what you just said? Oh. See, I'm deaf. You know why I'm deaf? Because I have two amps and I stand in front of them and I can't hear anymore. And like, you know, people say things and I just...
What's a little amp on the side?
The little amp on the side is the sample amp. It's... Brian recorded some... Yeah.
Can't tell anyone. I don't think you guys get sued.
It's
maybe.
A girl talking about how she can't get her daughter back. Or, like, her adopted. It's like this crazy thing. It's kind of cool, though. She screams a lot, which helps out.
That's nice. Oh, man. God, I need another shot. I want to get drunk tonight. I'm in the mood for getting
drunk.
You want
drunk another shot here? You can have most of mine.
Oh, what are you talking about?
I'm not, got to keep my coordination a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Usually drink water the whole time while you play.
Yep.
And afterwards, you start getting all loaded. Then we all go to Jared's house after the show.
Right.
And get
right.
Really loaded. Hey, we can have a big party at Jared's
tomorrow. Everyone go to Jared's tomorrow. I'm going to get one of those signs that says party tomorrow.
Yeah, free beer tomorrow.
Leave it up,
party
yeah.
Tomorrow. Right on. Moving. You guys think about moving anytime in the future anywhere?
Well, this is how it goes for Standard anyway. If we happen to be in the same place, you know, we'll more than likely just play for the hell of it, but... We're obviously, you know, he's in Control D and I'm in Optimus, and those two bands are going in
two different directions.
Different directions, and he started grad school, and
oh, I suppose
it's
gonna be a little.
Yep.
All right, he coming back. Uh huh. Right on. Ooh. It's good to see you. Are you going to Mix Office, huh?
Well, Sled of Dog's gonna go mac the fine ladies.
You should come back, and then after we're done with this, we'll go meet him.
Yeah, whatever.
Meet him.
I'm going to take another shot here. You guys just mambo between each other. I got to drink some more boots.
Oh, my God.
Jay Miller, ladies and gentlemen. Drinking Scope. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready to play another
again?
Quick set.
You guys like play
a couple more beers. Like one or two more beers here, and then we'll...
We can talk about just crap. Anyways... Have you guys checked out the website yet? Got a chance to log on and see what was
I
going
have.
On?
I have. The Ocean 6 website?
Yep.
I have, yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, I think we got a good thing going here. I think we maybe need to redo the front page of it pretty much and like get it a little vamped out and stuff, get a few more things maybe.
Should get a good graphic designer on the...
Oh, and who would you suggest for that?
Amy Anderson.
Boy, that was a pitch.
Ooh.
If I've ever heard a pitch, that was a pitch. Yeah, it would be a good idea to get someone in to do something like that. I think also a good idea to put up a little gallery, just photos and that's me.
Posters.
Pitch myself there. Put photos in and stuff. But I don't know, just like go out a little bit more, do a little more things. It's really nice when you can just log on to listen to old shows. I know I've done that a couple of times, just sat down at home and... Like listen to the Mothmas or the Control D shows or like you know
but
Isaac Briggs.
Yeah,
Brad,
you guys,
different
you did the online show, didn't you?
Yep.
What's that?
You did the online show.
Yep.
Was that at the studio?
Nope, that was here.
That was here.
Yeah.
Yep. How'd that go? I didn't get to see that.
It was kind of a mess, but it went all right, I think.
Yeah. Did people actually show up for that one?
Yeah, there maybe.
Yeah, there's a few. In the beginning, 30. We had a lot more, and like
yeah.
I think
everyone was off to the side.
Yeah, we got to do a little bit better job on advertising too and stuff.
See, that's the thing about like Standard that. Like the scene goes, and when we first started playing, it was something kind of new, I guess.
Yep.
People like came out, and it was really cool. And now it's like it's basically like, for me, it's like therapy. It's instead of paying a counselor or paying this guy $30 an hour to have him talk to me, I play in standard, and that's what it is. And I mean, it's a release of energy, like a, you know. I think
a lot of people have said when you do play, you're probably one of the most original performers because you have a little wiggle while you walk. You couldn't be confused with anyone else the way you wiggle.
Yeah.
Pretty much, so.
Well, I mean, it's just like I don't even, you know, really care.
I heard
anymore.
A pretty funny story about when you played up in Grand Forks. And your brother came down to see you for the first time, and a bunch of his friends did.
That was with Mothmas.
Yeah. And
his friends asked why I made funny faces on the bitch. Yeah.
I heard that
I
was
had to explain
funny.
To him why it happened.
That'd be kind of a different situation.
I was fucked up.
No.
Whoops.
Well, we can swear. We can swear as much as we want.
I suppose it's... Keep turning your mic off, man.
I keep turning my mic off. How many listeners do we have?
Zero.
17? You're so full of shit.
That's our job. That's our
1700,
job.
1700,
zero. The weirdest thing is that yeah, the weirdest thing is that we have this place, the Moose Lodge, and it's completely empty, which is almost eerie, and it's kind of cool. And, you know, you get to, like, make a total ass of myself and do whatever I want, and you're recording it,
yep.
You know, and you're going to play it back for future generations of dumbasses that will probably listen to it, and it will scare them.
You know, the good thing is we could probably just leave this, you know, when we all pass away and die, our kids could probably look at this and maybe, if
you know,
so change.
I don't know, man. I really hope my kids don't look at it right away. I hope they wait a little while.
Oh, that was... That was Dad.
I really hope.
Oh, no.
I'm having a flashback right now.
Oh, that's funny.
I swear we just did not take ass. We're just getting all hairy again and stuff. Anyways, can we turn that shit off, please?
What the hell just happened?
Oh, just replaying it. It's like a, what is it, 4 seconds slower? After
yeah. I'll go with that.
We hear a little bit later. Kind of nice. Whatever. It's an option we have here. I guess just to fill a little space and time, we are. This is the Off-Broadway Show brought to you by www.yachtscene.com and also Brown Cow Sound, also known as Moo.
Is that what the website address is? www.yachtscene.com? Is that how you get to listen to this?
No.
Coach in Six?
Yep.
That's what I thought. Why are you mentioning Yahtzee then? What the hell?
That's
their
sponsors.
God, they have enough fucking publicity as it is, for Christ's sake.
Why do we always have to do the sponsor thing?
They have neat pictures on their website. That's why they get so many.
The only reason people go to that website is because there's nude fucking pictures of women on it. You know, I mean, there are some articles that are okay to read. Don't get me wrong.
No. The event bot is really fucking good. You gotta admit that. The event bot's really good.
Personally, I liked bands. We'd like to most see their equipment stolen. Any band Chad James is in, I got the biggest fucking kick out of that. I tell you what, because you know I worked, you know, the last 5 years of my life to buy the $10,000 worth of equipment that I have, and I'd really like someone to steal it. You know, I mean that would be my biggest dream. You know, and to have an online zine promote that, my God, you know, I think that's pretty fucking goddamn good.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Well, yeah.
And I know. I don't hate Yahtzee. I send him, you know, happy messages all the time. I tell you what. The other day, I wrote Phil. I wrote him. Everyone's talking about their hometown scene. You want to know what it means? Absolutely nothing. Fugazi.
Exactly.
Actually, what is the right quote? Everybody's talking about their hometown scenes and writing about it in their magazines. You want to know what it all means? Nothing. Because you know what? It doesn't mean a fucking thing.
Exactly. So that's a good and on point a happier note, by Ian and
hi,
the
everybody.
Fugazi. It'd be kind of fun to see if we get some of those old shows again, like when Fugazi came here and played and we had all those bands.
I think Fugazi said they would never come here again.
Why?
Because people were stage diving and causing a lot of problems, and that's not their style, and you know,
ouch.
It's the.
That's a little surprising.
Don't you remember that actually?
I wasn't at the show.
No,
I was in 12th grade. I actually just graduated, and it was the summer, and I lived in Halleck, Minnesota, and I wanted to drive down here because as far as Halleck, Minnesota, which is bumblefuck nowhere, we heard about Fugazi playing at the Elks Lodge.
The original Elks Lodge.
Yeah, and you know, and that's big news. It traveled far, and
right,
I wish I could have saw that show.
Burke building is right now, them fuckers.
I've never seen the video instrument. Have you ever seen that? It's amazing.
Huh.
It's amazing. It makes you want to put down your fucking... It makes you want to get better, basically. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, it's really good. My favorite part about the whole thing is how they have a little map for their van, and they put everything in, and it's just like a sardine can.
Yep.
The best thing about Fugazi is they're a DIY band.
Yep. Paul.
Yeah.
Paul's going to come in? Yep. All right, okay.
Are we gonna talk to Paul?
All right, well,
right on.
Should we just bring him down now?
We'll bring it down a little bit.
We'd like to bring in the gentleman who works every night here at the Moose Lodge. And
basically, I just want to say one thing, or a couple things, I guess. Basically, I want to say is that what you're hearing when you hear us play is just a free, energetic onslaught of our actual creativity from our heart. It doesn't. Most of the time, we don't even play regular songs, we just play, and that's what we do, and I hope you listen to it when you're listening to this, and that's what you think about it. It's nothing serious, it's nothing like that, it's just fun, and that's what, wouldn't you say?
I gotta say, as a friend and a guy who works under you, I've always, need a raise, always really enjoyed Standard and Lo-Fi,
Thank you, man.
And everything that you and Jared have done on the side projects, or actually the major projects of Moth, Mist, and Control D, and the old Bosque album, which is still, I got that tape.
Yeah, that's
and
awesome.
I always say that because
you told me that the other day.
Some of my favorite songs are still off that. And right now, we're going to introduce Paul, our local bartender.
First, again, I'll apologize to Paul for having to see me duct tape my underwear in the bathroom. I know that was a sight that was probably burned in his brain. And
just drunks, you know, that's what happens, you know. Paul, how are you doing tonight?
Not too bad.
Yeah. Putting up with the smoke, though, huh? Smoke gets pretty fucking sickening, I suppose.
That doesn't bother me.
Yeah. So, can you give us a little history here on the Moose Lodge at all? And tell us, like, how long you've been working here? And
it's a couple of years. I just work here. That's about it. I don't know a fucking thing about that place.
I work for the Tuesday night shows, and no one ever shows up. I make no money, and I'm just supporting. We thank you for coming here and being scheduled on Tuesday nights and like being here for us.
I'd like to be the governor one day.
Go ahead.
Is there anything, anyone you'd like to say hi to, or anything at all?
Oh, yeah, if I'm going to say hi to anyone, it's going to be my four children.
Nice. You're taking off? All right. Do we have any drink specials here on any other nights at all? Any drink specials that we can promote at all? Or?
You know, you got to talk to the other Paul about that.
Oh.
I really don't know.
I see.
It varies, it differs.
Oh, yeah? Cool. What do you think of the band tonight? Other than the nudity in the
bathroom.
Not
your style of music, right?
Yeah.
All right, you can be honest.
Sounds fine to me.
Right on.
As long as they rap, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Exactly. Long as we don't rap, which we won't.
As long as it's not top 40 Eminem shit on the fucking radio every day.
You know, as much as I hate Eminem, he can really lay down a fucking groove,
yeah, well,
man.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't
but
understand.
Yeah,
I gotta
get back to work, so.
All right. Well, we'd like to thank Paul, our bartender at the Moose Lodge, who's here with us on the Off-Broadway show. This show is brought to you...
Roger.
By Roger and Dan from Coachin' Six Records. You can find us at www. www.coachandsticks.com. We have a couple sponsors here with us. Gentlemen from Brown Cow Sound are with us. First time back in town. First time doing sound tonight.
I'm also happy to have Mike and Chris back.
Yeah, it's good to have you boys back. Again. Good to have Steedy Racing coming back to Fargo. It'd be good to hear you guys again.
I'm sorry for the poor turnout, Roger.
But we got Brown Cow Sound supporting us now. And www.yachtscene.com. And this is Jay signing off for the evening, and we're going to listen to a little bit more of standard lo-fi. Chad James, Jared Swan playing tonight for us. I guess it's not really the gospel folk that we expected, and I guess the tour bus of people from Mississippi, Alabama, did not show up for the choir that we wanted to, but it's all right. Next Tuesday we'll be having another pizza party, hopefully. And I guess that's about it. We're signing off right now. We'd like to thank you guys for listening in on us. Hope you can check us out on the archival. We have lots of good music to listen to, a lot of shows we'd like to see you down at. Thanks so much for everything. We'd like to thank Raj. Also, coming up here September 1st, if you are listening in anytime soon in the next few days, we have a very big show, our first kind of big show that we're doing here, featuring June Panic, The Deaths, Fargo Slim and Friends, known as the Bone Ranger. I have to apologize for that. And also The Greenhouse, formerly known as Slowpoke or The Greenhouse Effect. Should be a pretty big show, $5 at the door. Need an ID to get in to drink. You need an ID just to get in. We'd like to thank you for everything, and that's pretty much it. This is Jay signing off from www.coachin6.com. Thank you very much.
Right on. Thanks, Jay.
No problem.